Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected, dear family members, many people have asked me the question, how to learn Vedas, why to study Veda, what are the rules connected with studying the Vedas, and so on. I thought it will be good if I can give the answer and upload in the YouTube so that it will be available for you whenever you want to know about it. So I will be reading the questions and will be giving you the answer. Why one should not study Veda? Nobody has told that one should not study Veda. It is difficult to learn how to chant, how to keep the words pronunciation correctly. And because of that difficulty, many people used to say, many scholars used to say, you need not learn Vedas. Nobody has told, none should learn Vedas. Whether it is a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, nobody has prevented anybody from learning the Vedas. When Veda should not be studied? As per Dharma Shastra, some days tithis have been clearly given that on those days one should not read Veda, but never they have told you should not chant Veda. These days are specifically meant for repeating and studying in the sense whatever you have studied in the previous days, that is to be recollected and remembered. The next day of new moon day, Prathama day, Chaturthi day, no moon day, these are all the days specifically informed that you should not study Veda. It does not mean you should not chant Veda. And also it is told that whenever there are heavy rains and thunderbolts, whenever the nation is passing through a state of rejection and pain, whenever the king declares that this is the mourning days, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G days, and whenever somebody expires from our family, whenever the national or international climatic environmental problems are coming, those days and the days when Guru tells you that you should not study Veda, those days are always kept away from learning the Vedas. Why women should not study Vedas? Many women, they have studied Vedas, they chant Vedas, they perform yagas. It is said that in Karnataka, there are many villages where women perform yagas and yajnas on sacrificial altars, specifically as the men do it. So nobody has told that women should not study Vedas. But as I told you earlier, the methodology of studying is not that easy. They should be careful. And also during the menses period, their body is impure and mentally they are disturbed and physically they are not in a comfortable position. During those days also, it is advised that they should not read, study or chant Vedas. Is there any sin if Vedas is chanted anywhere? When you are chanting Veda, it does not mean that you are going to get virtue or punyam. If you are not chanting Veda, it is not going that you are going to get papa or sin. But whenever you are chanting Veda, if there is any mistake in pronunciation, if there is a mistake in chanting, then you know the meaning will be different. As I have told you, in the previous discussions. Diyo yo naha prachodayat. Naha means for us. Na means don't. So if that visargam naha either pronounced very clearly or accordingly the swara is changed for taking that visarga in within, if that is not, the meaning will be opposite. That is why it is told, if correctly the pronunciation is not done, then the meaning and the message will be different, or sometimes it is opposite. As you know, if I tell you in English, if we write together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, suppose unknowingly you split that, it will become to get her. The meaning is different. Message is different. So there is no question of papa or punya, but the message and the meaning will be different. That is why it is told, whenever you pronounce Veda or chant the mantra, there should not be any mistake in that. Where Veda mantras are used, you know, Veda mantras are used just for reciting in the morning and evening. Veda mantras can be used directly for performing the pujas. Veda mantras can be used as a prayer. Veda mantras should be inevitably used in all yagas and yajnas. You know, Vedic ritual means the ritual performed by offering materials to the fire. So, wherever fire-based worship is performed, whether it is Gana Homa, Ganapati Homa, or Mrityunjaya Homa, Pavamana Homa, Sukrata Homa, or Yaga Yajna, all these worship connected with Agni fire, we should remember that they are connected with the Vedic ritual. Their Veda mantras should be used with Shruti, sometimes even without Shruti. So, you know, Indra Sreshtani Dravinani Dehim Chittim Dakshasya Subhagatvamasme Posham Rayinam Anishtim Danonam Swatmanam Vajasudinatvamanna. This is with Shruti. It can be chanted as Samhita Pada or Pada Pada without Shruti also. So, Veda mantras can be chanted as prayer or just in the morning and evening, or while performing pujas, or while doing yagas. Remember, whenever we are doing a worship and offering to the fire, Veda mantras are inevitably used with it, because that type of worship is known as Vedic ritual. Why we should study from a teacher? You should remember that Vedas should never be studied by following a cassette chanting or a CD chanting. This I have mentioned in my earlier class. Why we should inevitably learn from the Guru? It is because the pronunciation of each letter, each word, each rik, each mantra has got very specifically the time gap between the letters, time gap between the words, time gap between the riks, and a time gap between the sukta. That time gap plus some of the shrutis cannot be learned by listening to the CDs or cassette chanting. So you have to learn it very specifically. Just like LKG and UKG students learn how to write English letter in a four-lined copy book, initially it is very important that we learn Vedas systematically and customatically. There is no English word like customatically. Just for informing you that there is a custom and ritual for learning Veda, I used the word customatically. So if you are not learning Veda from a guru, the chanting will be different, the pronunciation will be different, the spirit of Veda mantra will be lost if you are not systematically learning that. And is it true that Vedas have got all knowledge? It is an excellent question. Veda, the word means with the knowledge. Vid means vidya, vijnana, knowledge. It does not mean that all the knowledge are available in Vedas. But basic of many knowledge, base of many knowledge have been narrated, explained in Vedas. I told you earlier that Nagagrindanena sarvam kashnayasam vijnadam kashnayasam ityeva satyam is a message given in Chandogya Upanishad. If I tell you that a particular material existed in India, it automatically gives you the impression, should give you the impression that the background of the production of that particular material also existed in India. So Nagagrindana means nail cutter. If I am telling you that in 2000 BC the Indians used a nail cutter, what does it mean? In 2000 BC there was a tool, there was an instrument, there was an equipment, namely nail cutter, used by people. So they knew how to make nail cutter. They knew how to make the metal used for making the nail cutter. They knew the ores and minerals from which the particular metal is extracted, and metallurgical process are known. Processes were known. So thus, when Veda mentions you one point, if you can think about it, analyze about it, and rationally investigate from that, you will know that that type of knowledge existed. It is not that all the knowledge existed in Veda, but many knowledge existed. Say for example, Pythagoras theorem. We think that Pythagoras theorem has been discovered by Pythagoras. It is mentioned in Bauddha and Sulpa Sutra, which is also an extrapolation of the Vedas. Dirgha chaturasrasya kshanaya rajyuhu parshvamani tiryanmani cha yat pratak bhude kurutastat ubayam karoti. This is the Bauddha and Sulpa Sutra, which is later known as Pythagoras theorem. Like this, so many mathematical, astronomical, metallurgical, health-wise knowledge existed in India. Amiye saptarasmaya tatrame ena viradada. Where the seven colors of the sunlight fall, where the seven colors of the sunlight fall, there I lived with my family. It shows that there are seven colors for the sunlight. We think that when it is Sir Isaac Newton, through the seven color disc, proved that sunlight has got seven colors. So lot of ideas may not be in the exact sense that we are telling now. There existed a bunch of knowledge on Vedas. And again, next question is science in Veda? Is there science in Vedas? Yeah, we always used to say vidyam cha avidyam cha estat veda ubayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya amritam ashnute. This is a Vedic mantra, 40th chapter of Shukla Yajurveda. The 9th mantra gives this message. There are two type of knowledge. One, eternal experienceable spiritual knowledge, and the other, external experimentable scientific knowledge. Eternal experienceable allengil experiential spiritual knowledge is known as vidya. The other one is known as avidya. So these two are mentioned, avidyaya amrityam tirtva vidyaya amritam ashnute. use the eternal experiential spiritual knowledge for overcoming the mental tensions, and use the scientific knowledge for overcoming the problems in our day-to-day life. Scientific knowledge should be used for making our life comfortable, and spiritual knowledge should be used for making our mind or attaining immortality. Mental peace, it should be used. So both psychology and physiology have been explained indirectly in Vedas and Veda Mantra. Next question, how we know who composed these mantras? Before chanting every sukta, we used to chant a specific mantra, that Gadino Vishwamitra Rishi, Devi Gayatri Chanda, Mitro Devata. So before chanting a sukta, in the beginning itself, we give the name of the Rishi and the number of letters present in the mantra through Chanda Shastra. And also the Devata which is worshipped through that mantra is explained. So before chanting a Veda mantra, the name of the composer, the prosody of that mantra, and also the Devata deity about which that mantra explained. These three are given. So remember that we can get the name of the composer of each mantra if we chant the first part of it. Generally, people do not chant that. Generally, the Vedic scholars do not chant that. If you chant, then very easily you can get the name of the composer of the Veda mantra. Now, North Indian style of Vedic chanting and South Indian style. This is also an important question. Suppose you are going to Rishikesh or Haridwar, you are going to Badrinath, Kedarnath, or any North Indian ashram and temple. You can see that one, you can listen that the Vedic mantra chanting by the North Indian Vedic scholars is different from the South Indian style. The North Indian style is known as Narayana Shiksha. South Indian style is known as Yajnavalkya Shiksha. But even though the Udatam, Anudatam, Swaridam, Revam, Hraswam, Pracheyam, Anunasika, Kambam, Dirga Kambam and Pludam, the Shruti of Vedas remain the same. But the way of chanting slightly differs. Say for example, Agnimile Purohitam Yajnasya Deva Mrityujam Hota Aram Ratnadhatamam Agni Purve Ebharshi Viretyo Nutanairuta. This is Yajnavalkya Shiksha. The same mantra can be chanted in slightly different way. Agnimile Purohitam Yajnasya Deva Mrityujam Hodaram Ritnadhatamam Agni Purve Birashivir. This is like Narayana Shiksha. So slight difference is there for chanting the Veda mantra. Now again remember that North India means beyond Vindhya mountains. South India means southern direction of Vindhya mountains. The Yajnavalkya Shiksha is common in Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra, Karnataka, to some extent Maharashtra. And there is another Shiksha also, which we say Shaunaka Shiksha. Nambudris of Kerala used to chant Vedas in Shaunaka Shiksha. Om Agni Mile Purohitam. Difference you can feel. But the letters, the words and everything remain the same. The chanting method varies slightly. So remember that North Indian style is known as Narayana Shiksha. South Indian style is known as Yajnavalkya Shiksha. From the South Indian style, Kerala Brahmins or Kerala Vedic scholars, a small group known as Nambudiris, they chant in a specific way. So there is chanting difference, the meaning and the message of Veda mantras. If chanted in North Indian style or South Indian style, there is no difference at all. Then what is meant by Kerala style and South Indian style? This is another question. The Kerala style, as I told you, every letter is projected very specifically. South Indian style letter is projected, but the word is also projected. In Kerala style, I mean Nambudiri style, letter is projected in such a way that there should not be any confusion for those who are teaching and for those who are learning. In South and North Indian style, generally T is used as T, but in Nambudiri style, T is used as Il, Il. Like this, sometimes Nambudiri style, Agni Meele is South Indian style. Agni Meete Nambudiri style. Some letters make it change, but the meaning remains the same. Why I am explaining this to you now? One should not think that Veda, chanting Veda, studying or learning Vedas is not as simple as some people think that it can be learned by anyone. You need a devotion, dedication and sincerity plus patience. For years together one should study, then only you will be reaching that level. Next question, what is Vedic language? Vedic language means, the question is very simple. But you know, Veda is composed in Sanskrit. All the Vedic recensions are composed in Sanskrit. But there is a difference between the Vedic Sanskrit and the modern Sanskrit. Just like, you know, in Tamil Nadu, we used to say modern Tamil and Chen Tamil is there. Old Tamil is there in which Tirukural is written. Modern Tamil is there in which all the modern movie songs are written. If a Tamilian listens to the Chen Tamil, sometimes he may not be in a position to understand the meaning of that. Like that, modern Sanskrit scholar may not be in a position to understand the Vedic meaning because Vedic Sanskrit is old Sanskrit. It is also told that when in Veda, there are 10 mandalas. 10 mandala means classified into 10 sections. That is for Rigveda. Altogether there are 64 chapters put in 10 mandalas. Out of which 9 mandalas have got ancient Vedic Sanskrit, and the 10th mandala, it is said that it is modern Sanskrit. So it is not my opinion. People say in the 10th mandala, modern Sanskrit is used. Up to 9th mandala, ancient Sanskrit is used. So Vedic language is Sanskrit, but Vedic Sanskrit. And you know, what is meant by Pada Veda in Vedas? Pada Veda means for learning Vedas, different techniques are adopted. Not merely the way in which we study the modern science or modern subject. Ancient people used to adopt a different style for studying. The ultimate aim of a student, Vedic student, is make the full Veda by heart, not a part of that. You might have seen that in the churches, the priest used to read the book while doing the mass or cremation or burial function. But in Hindu rituals, 99% of the priests who have learned Vedas, they will not look into the book. They will chant the whole mantra by heart. So chanting it by heart